Romans chapter 12, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Our ministry, let us wait on our ministering. He that teacheth on teaching, he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness, let love be without dissimulation. Amen. That means hypocrisy. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love. In honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoice in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Rejoice them with them that do rejoice. Don't sit there like a knot on a log. Rejoice with them that rejoice. Weep with them that weep. Praise God. Don't sit there with a dry eye. Hey, you can weep with those that weep. You get in the same spirit they're in. Praise God. Be of the same mind, one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Amen. He's trying to say, come down off your high horse. Be not wise in your own conceit. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil. That's the bad things that come by. But overcome evil with good. I've just quoted you 21 of the most healing verses there are in the Word of God. 1953, in the Voice of Healing Convention in Dallas, Texas, I heard Congressman Upshaw quote this very chapter from heart. He recommended it, all those preachers learn it by heart. Amen. This is the Sermon on the Mount for the Gentile church. Praise God. If Jesus gave a Sermon on the Mount to the Jews, this is a Sermon on the Mount to the Gentiles. Hallelujah. This is a Sermon on the Mount to the Pentecostal, the holiness church that claims the gifts of God. Amen. For the most part, the Baptists don't claim this one, can't claim this one, because they don't claim the gifts. Amen. We claim the gift, so we'll have to take the 12th chapter of the book of Romans for our criteria for operating the church of the living God. But if people will read it and take it to heart, it'll heal every church rift. It'll heal every church split. It'll heal every pouting member. It'll heal every minister and every ministry. Praise God, in our midst. Glory to God. It'll take care of all the wrongs that's in the midst as well as all the rights. Amen. Amen. You see, there's a whole bunch that's taken up for their rights and wound up being wrong. Amen. If you get in a bad spirit taken up for your rights, you can be just as wrong as the folks that are taken up for their rights when they're wrong, if you can get that all straightened out. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. First things first. It'll not take very long. I beseech you therefore, brethren. Who? Brethren. By the mercies of God. How? That's how we got in, isn't it? By the mercies of God. That ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. Oh, amen. Amen. Didn't say your spirit. Somebody said, I didn't come to church last night. Sent my spirit. I can't preach to spirits. I gotta preach to people. Praise God. Amen. I know I ain't done what I ought to, but the Lord knows my heart. Amen. I can't preach to your heart. Praise God. Glory to God. The fellow before the judge said, Judge, I didn't do that crime. Amen. That was my old body. That wasn't my spirit. Judge said, do what you will with your spirit. I'm going to throw your old body in jail. Amen. The Bible said, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. Glory to God. Amen. Amazes me at the folks that spoke out with advice on what we ought to do in the church, how long a preacher ought to stay, and they're not even saved themselves. Amen. Talking to a sinner backslider the other day. Amen. And he was talking about the pastor in town that had been there several years. Amen. Said, he stayed too long. You know what he needs to do? He needs to get right himself. If he had done what I told him years ago and got in that church and got that pastor helping him out, praise God, he'd have helped him through a lot of his troubles and a lot of his trials, and he wouldn't be backslid today. Amen. If he'd have gotten church right in his back door. Amen. Glory to God. He said, present your bodies a living sacrifice. A living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable unto God. That means you're to walk around crucified. Amen. You're to walk around dead. Glory to God. Whoo, glory to God. A living sacrifice. Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. That'll solve a lot of problems in anybody's church. Because the problem usually comes from those that are backslid and don't know it, and the rest won't admit it. Amen. That's where the problem comes. Praise God. Oh yes, that's not where all the problem comes, but that's where a lot of. Be not conformed to this world. Don't do it like the world does it. Do it like Jesus said to do it. Amen. Don't do it like the world. Don't be like the world. Don't follow the example of the world. Amen. Be ye transformed. Changed. Hallelujah. Tim said his neighbor said he just goes to church all the time. Isn't that a good report? Why does he do that? Go to church all the time. Amen. Miss Hopper said to Miss Kidd, I don't understand why y'all go to church all the time. She said, I just go once a week, and that's almost more than I can stand. If my church is dead as hers, amen, I wouldn't go once a week either. Praise God. But because you got a live church, you can go to the house of God, be transformed, changed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove. What is that good? Acceptable? And perfect will of God. Amen. Some people divide that up. I don't know whether it's scripture or not, divide it up. Amen. They say there's a good will of God, an acceptable will of God, and a perfect will of God. I kind of believe it's all the same thing. Amen. The good will of God is the acceptable will of God. The acceptable will of God is the perfect will of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's what we want to do. Hey, what do you do when you don't go to church? Amen. Time after time after time, you miss church. What do you do? Amen. I tell you what, most people does, well, there's nothing going on down there anyway. Amen. Nothing going on with you. Praise God, because you're not there. Hallelujah. I mean, it'd just excite folks all over the place if you'd get in the altar and pray through real good and be faithful to God. It'd be a sight what it'd be going on. And did you hear what happened to so-and-so? Amen. They started coming to church every time the doors is open. Praise God. They get there a half hour early. Amen. And listen to preaching before they ever start church. Amen. You know what some of our grumbling members said? Said, I don't like them preachers that you get up there before the service. Don't like to hear any of them preach. Same one said that. They're saying the same thing about them when they testified. Amen. It was mutual. And they didn't know it. Praise God. They pronounced their own judgment and didn't even know it. Praise God. Ooh, I'm telling you, this chapter will heal all this. I say through the grace given to me and to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think of himself soberly. The Bible said not to think of himself more highly. You ought to think. But not to think of himself lower. You ought to think either. But to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Do you believe God has dealt to every man the measure of faith? Amen. That's why Jesus could say to the disciples in that storm-tossed sea that was about to wreck their boat, and they woke Jesus up, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Amen. And Jesus said, where is your faith? My faith? I must have it somewhere. What did I do with it? Amen. Are you sure you gave it to me? Yes, yeah. I gave it to you. According as God hath dealt every man the measure of faith. Where is it? Amen. What have you done with it? Do you know why you lose things? You don't use them. Or you either put them in my wife's purse, one or the other. Amen. Amen. I tell her, don't put it in your purse. It'll be lost. Never find it. It's a bottomless pit. Amen. Praise God. Once you get it mixed up with all that. Jesus said, I gave you some faith. John the Baptist gave you some faith. What in the world have you done with it? Oh, there it is. I had it all the time. Praise God. Whoo, glory to God. Get about like John W. Sullivan. He'd catch them when they fell in the world. Of course, they fell and catch them. Amen. Try a handkerchief up and look around. He would catch them. Amen. I've not practiced it too much, you know, until I'm an amateur. Amen. About throwing things around. I got some prayer cloths here. Glory to God. You're going to face things when you go out there. Hallelujah. I mean, you're going to face things when you get out there in the world. There's spirits out there in the world. Hey, you may need one of these if you have to go to work with it glued to your forehead. Do it. Amen. To fight off the devil. Praise God. Take one with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Where is your faith? I give you some. Amen. Yeah. But we've misplaced it by disuse. Amen. I got so much stuff Amen. It's almost dangerous for me to buy anything else and bring it in. It's worth much. Because it gets buried under all the other stuff. Amen. And then I forget that I've got it. I find shoes every once in a while, and I forgot that I bought them. Amen. I found the pair the other day. I was so glad to find them. Amen. I reached out and got a travel bag to carry to the Holy Land with me. And when I pulled it out, I pulled out a plastic bag. And there's those shoes I've been looking for in that suitcase for a long time. I got them out. I started wearing them again. Jesus is asking us this morning, where is your faith? Amen. You know why he's asking, where's your faith? He said, because I dealt you a measure of faith. I gave you some faith. Amen. But you stashed it. Amen. Didn't use it. Praise God. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, so every one members one of another, having gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. Whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Our ministry, let us wait on our ministering. Or he that teacheth on teaching. Oh boy. Big old church there in Rome, no divisions. Didn't call them Baptist, Methodist, Episcopalian. Amen. No. Just one big Christian church with hundreds of members. Glory to God. Amen. And all our talent in one great big church. All those prophets in one great big church. All those preachers in one great big church. All those singers in one great big church. You think we got problems at the highway of holiness getting all the talent in? Amen. You ought to see it if there wasn't any denominational lines and just one great big church. Amen. That's why a lot of times talent is cultivated better in the small church instead of the big church. They got more time to cultivate it. Amen. Than in the big church. But now we think of bigness. Amen. We think of organization. Hey! Amen. It's not the organization that's got it. It got organization, but in that sense, it's all sin. One thing about organization, we go out and live it up in the world. We go back, we know the organization is still kind of holding things together for us after we get done living it up. So it don't matter too much whether we present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God or not, if we got a good, strong organization. But if you don't have the organization, amen, and all you got's Jesus and all you got's the Holy Ghost, you're going to have to pray through. You're going to have to live right. Amen. You're going to have to keep the love of God. You'll have to forgive one another. Praise God. Amen. Hey, amen. This would cure a lot of things if we just wait on our ministry. What does that mean? That means if Sister Collins hasn't fixed homemade vegetable soup for me in a long time, I really get hungry for homemade vegetable soup. And Mama, it's been a long time since you fixed me a good kettle of soup beans. Amen. And I'll tell you what, I'm hungry for some soup beans. It's been a long time since I ground up some fresh corn and made fresh cornbread out of fresh ground whole cornmeal without the germ took out of it. Amen. I'm kind of hungry, amen, for some good old fresh ground home ground cornmeal cornbread, amen, and a good kettle of beans to face a good cold day in the wintertime. Amen. Haven't had them for a long time. What are you saying, Brother Collins? Amen. You just wait on your minister and he'll get so hungry for you after a while. Amen. They'll appreciate you better. We've got a cassette ministry. Amen. And Billy Rutherford has absolutely wore me out in the whole world. Amen. I mean, they've had so much of L.L. Collins that one fellow down in Alabama wrote and said, send me all your guest preachers, all your visiting preachers. Don't send me any more of L.L. I got enough of him. Amen. It goes to show, you know, that if you, amen, kindly withdraw yourself for a while and wait on your ministry, folks will appreciate your song better. Folks will appreciate your preaching better. Amen. If you've not just saturated them right up to here, amen, and gone clear overboard, amen, let them get hungry. I've seen gospel singings that just a seat here and there had a person in them, you know, have two or three or four groups, and they'd get up and cry and blame the promoter because they didn't have a crowd at the gospel singing. Amen. And they'd just gripe and moan and complain behind the microphone. You know what was the matter? They wasn't hungry for gospel singing. And finally admitted, said, we go where people's hungry, they'll fill the house to capacity. Yeah, amen. So the Lord sometimes holds us back. Sometimes He keeps us down for a while until we're fresh. Amen. But get you the sermon. Get you a message. Pull it out of the deep freeze. Amen. And thaw it out. Praise God. And put it in the refrigerator till the Lord says, put it on the fire. Amen. And then put it on the fire. Amen. And let the aroma begin to go through the air. Hallelujah. Put a whole bunch of them on the fire. A whole bunch of them steaks on the fire. And be like that fellow, amen, in Oklahoma that had a railroad car for a hamburger joint. Amen. And it was packed out day and night. The first thing he did when he got there in the morning was put a bunch of onions on there with a great big pipe that blowed right out into the town. Amen. And he was frying those onions and that hamburger grease on that grill. Amen. And the whole town began to smell it. And the first thing you know, everybody in the country was knocking on his door. Amen. Get your own out and thaw it out. Get it hot. So all you got to do is toss it right on there. Amen. And turn it over once or twice. And it's ready to go. Wait on your ministry. Keep your finger on the page. Your times are coming. Hallelujah. 12th chapter of Romans will heal a whole lot of things in the church. Stand with me. Amen. Father, help us, Lord, to let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good. To be not overcome with evil, but to overcome evil with good. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Come around.